being cognizant about the tax increase is one of the reasons why this city council increased for, again, this year, 3 out of 4 years I've been on the council, the homestead exemption. But investing in our community is also important. Two biggest challenges we have are affordability and transportation, and the two biggest components of this bond go right at affordable housing and also transportation. And we're talking about, you know, a potential tax increase for the median price home that would be about $5 a month. We need to invest in our community with the bond. We also need to do something about property taxes. But the property taxes issue is not the bond. It's what the state's doing to us.
What if this isn't the only bond that comes before voters in the next few years? Sometimes voters just think, it seems like we get another one of these every few years.
And I understand that. And it's not just us. There are other jurisdictions as well. But to your point, I mean, it is true that the cumulative impact can be something that could present a problem. And it's something that the council needs to be mindful of as the governing bodies of the other organizations, other governmental bodies in town. And we have to be careful and judicious.
There's a $250 million allotment for affordable housing right now in the bond. It seems to me that that will take a long time to actually play out and provide affordable housing. What can we do now?
Well, if we had wanted to do something dramatically right now, there should have been a council 8 years ago that was doing something that could be happening right now. We have limited tools, so our ability to be able to wave a wand and fix affordability tomorrow is limited. One of the first things that we can do is start buying property. One of the hardest things about doing affordable housing is that the land prices keep going up so much. The biggest single group of funding in that affordable housing bucket is to buy land. And we can buy land, and over time we should be buying land, and we should be banking that land. And then we should be putting that kind of land to affordable housing use. The same way we're looking at land that the city owns right now, you know, as possible places to build affordable housing.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler, thank you for your time, and we look forward to the next conversation.
Great. Thank you for inviting me back.